Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Welcome, everybody.
What the fuck is up, dog?
It's nice to see you around these parts.
It's not. Go away.
I know we're sending out mixed signals, but come on in. Put your feet up.
Yeah, I mean, that's just polite.
Yeah. But not on my my furniture.
No, not the Italian leather.
Yeah. I need Italian leather.
It's Italian leather. It feels so good against your skin.
That's why I bought that bondage suit for us.
Yeah, it's Italian leather.
Yeah. We can clamp each other together.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
It is really good.
I feel very close to you when we wear it.
The chafing is so much less in the Italian leather.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you got the zipper mouth thing. I can't really hear you scream.
No, it gets caught in my beard a lot.
Yeah, mine too.
Mm-hmm. It's rough.
Anyways, do you guys want to hear about movies?
Yeah, I hope so, because you don't want to hear about that.
Sure you do. That's another podcast.
It is.
Tapes and Scales, After Dark.
Am I allowed to come up with a funny name for that? Rapes and Scales.
Oh, yep. That's where we review pornography. And if you want it, send us an email at capesandscalespodcast@gmail.com. Subject line, rape, ?
There you go. And if you don't want it, it's more fitting.
And if you don't want it, send us an email, capesandscalespodcast@gmail.com, and put the subject line, rape! ! That's how we'll know.
No body of the email, please.
Yeah, please.
We're not going to click on the damn thing.
Don't destroy the body of the email.
No.
You want me to go first, buddy?
Please.
I am very happy with this episode. I like both my movies.
Hmm.
I'm going to spoil that for you. And I'm going to kick it off with another animated one, which, you know, I did a bunch of animateds.
Sure.
Because, again, the Disney pluses.
Yep.
But I said, you watched your favorite Disney movie.
I did.
Time for mine.
Oh, boy.
My favorite animated Disney movie.
I'm excited.
Is from 1973.
Okay.
It's Disney's Robin Hood.
That's my number three.
Is it your number three?
It's my number three.
So what's your number two?
Lion King.
That's fair. Yeah, I mean, there's so many good ones. It's like, I can't be like, oh, that one?
Lion King. Then also honorable mentions are like Black Cauldron and Fantasia.
Yeah. My number two technically doesn't count, I think.
Okay.
Because I think they were two shorts that they combined, which would be Ichabod and Wind in the Willows.
Yep.
Because I think they were like 2 40-minute specials.
Yeah, Ichabod and Mr. Toad.
But they're so good. They're so
very
dark.
The Legend of Sleepy Hollow is phenomenal.
Yeah, but I actually think I like Wind in the Willows better.
Also good.
That's good stuff. But let's talk about Robin Hood.
Yes, please.
I watched this on the 20th of April. Blaze it up, people.
Oodalolly.
Hootalolly jolly. What a day. Your IMDb minutes, 1 hour 23 minutes. Genre, adventure, animation, comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it has comedy. It's just such a thriller.
The turtle, his turtle buddy.
He does have a turtle buddy.
Oh, turtle buddy is great.
And we'll get to it.
Yeah.
Directed by Wolfgang Reitherman.
Sure.
And David Hahn? Ward?
Somebody
else who I think was uncredited.
Originally. Sorry, David.
Eh, whatever.
Hi, David. I'm Grandpa.
Starring Brian Bedford, Phil Harris, and Roger Miller.
Yes.
Your IMDb movie summary, the story of the legendary outlaw, is portrayed with the characters as humanoid animals.
That's
I guess
correct.
That's pretty much all you got to say, because it is a legendary character.
It is legendary.
My bullet points, this is my favorite Disney animated movie. Shout out to Ichabod and Mr. Toad.
Yes.
Portrays real world sorrow and fear.
It does.
This movie is depressing under the surface, but damn, it's got good musical numbers.
It's got great musical numbers. It probably also created furries.
It might have something to do with it,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it's a little questionable.
Yeah.
A little too sexy.
They were sexy. Maid Marian, you know?
Wouldn't say no.
Nah, but you had a better chance with Mrs. Cluck?
Clucky or whatever,
Clucky,
yeah.
The hen, she, you know.
Yeah.
She rolled with the boys.
She did. She hitched up her dress
she
and
did.
Chased some folks around.
Mm-hmm.
She was taking down the sheriff of Nottingham at a point there.
The sheriff is great.
Oh,
the sheriff,
he's such a douchebag.
Hey, he's such an ass. And his voice, he's got like that southerny kind of drawl, mm-hmm. which just kind of adds to it, I guess. Sorry,
it's so good.
Sorry, the South. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Money grubbing bastards.
Money grubbing southern. Oh boy.
Rest in peace, Charlie Daniels.
Oh, he's dead.
He passed away. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh man. Episode over.
Yeah. See y'all.
Anyways, this has fun moments like a drunk flying snake and a propaganda puppet show.
Yeah, it does.
Great musical work, and it builds on emotions. Now, this isn't like those fun, happy, snappy things they come up with in the 90s.
Right.
Especially like your Aladdins and your Lion Kings, and mm-hmm. I'm not knocking it.
No.
Those were very good songs. Pocahontas, Vanessa Williams, like they got people to do these things.
Yes.
Right? But this was like, I believe it was Roger Miller, and it was just like...
The hamster dance?
It was the hamster dance, correct.
Yes.
All day long, hamsters dancing.
That was, yeah, it was the sped up... intro song, the deep a dee bop beep do do. Yep. And they just sped it up to hell and then made an early internet hit.
Fuck those hamsters.
Hamster dance.
Never forget.
No.
Never forget. It's probably still on there somewhere.
I'm sure you could probably just Google hamster dance and you'll find it.
No problem. Never stop.
Deep a dee bop beep a do do.
Beep a do do beep a boo. Anyways, this movie's awesome.
It's so much fun.
It's just good. If you have not watched this for some reason, please do.
Yeah.
I'm glad Disney Plus happened because I thought I was going to have to break out the VCR because I still have my copy on the good old VHSs.
The old clamshell?
Old clamshell. I've got maybe three or four animated movies that are still clamshelled. Like
nice.
That.
So good.
And one of them is not easy to find, and I think I might break that one out.
Ooh.
Little teaser for the future. One of my favorite fantasy animated cartoons ever.
Ooh.
I'll break it out.
Nice.
So yes, IMDb score 7.6, Rotten Tomatoes 54% from 28 critics. Yeah, I don't agree.
Low
with
on that one.
The audience gave it 81% and that was 271,000 people.
Yeah.
Give it a 9.
Nice. That's
I don't do that often.
No, that's not frequent. That's Manborg levels of holy shit. I almost dropped my drink when you said that.
I know. I was ready to catch it should it be needed. No. This is great.
Yeah.
It's clearly great, and watch it or else.
Yeah, seriously. So, I got a movie.
Mm.
It is from 1986, the best year of the 80s.
Because you were born that year.
That's right. It is a sequel to a movie I watched earlier in this podcast. It is Demons 2.
Ah, it's not Crash.
Nope. No, it's not Crash. There's no sequel to Crash. You can't sequelize Crash.
No, I just love bringing back Crash.
I watched this in January of 2020. It is 1 hour and 32 minutes. It is a horror film. It was directed again by Lamberto Bava, son of Mario Bava, starring David Knight, Nancy Brilli, and Asia Argento. Summary of this movie is a group of tenants and visitors are trapped in a 10-story high-rise apartment building infested with demons who proceed to hunt down the dwindling humans.
Mm.
Pretty obvious.
I mean, it works.
My thoughts on this movie is, right out of the gate, super let down.
Ooh.
Because the end of Demons 1, it's a family and the two main characters from the first one in a Jeep, and they're just driving off into the sunset.
Yeah, I remember you liked that.
Yes, it was awesome. I was like, oh man, I just wanted to pick up right from that frame. Boom, let's go. We're back in the Jeep. We're going. What's going to happen now? This is all I wanted.
They didn't give you that?
No, it was just a separate group of people and demons get summoned for a different reason and shit. And it was just like, what the? This is totally unrelated.
Oh.
It was still fun. It still had cool demon stuff. Still had cool effects. It was neat. It definitely was a little bit campier, but not ridiculous than the first one. It was having fun. It knew what it was doing. It brought back some of the characters in other roles.
Mm.
So some of the actors and actresses came back just in other roles.
Would it be better if it was called like Demons ... again?
Something, yeah. More demons or something.
Demons, another batch.
Yeah, something not leading me to believe that it was going to pick up right after Demons.
That stinks.
Yeah, so it was good. I just couldn't get over that. I like really had a tough time being like, man, what? Like, I just wanted to see the world overridden with demons and like this, like I just very much, I think, what the Star Wars fans had when they went and saw Force Awakens and Last Jedi. And
yeah.
I think it was that kind of letdown for demons of all things. But
I love it. I love it. That's why I like you, Max.
It was still fun to watch. I didn't have a bad time watching this film, but I definitely was let down for that reason.
I'm going to guess you give this a 5.5.
Did you look at my paper?
No.
Okay, because that's what I give it. IMDb gives it a 6 out of 10, though. Rotten Tomatoes critics didn't bother. Audience, 8,000 people for some reason went on here and gave this a 44%.
That's weird.
I gave it, I already told you. Not saying it again.
A 5.5! Yeah, I can't see that far with my glasses off, so.
Good enough. I was like, damn, he saw that.
Nah.
Okay.
But you know what I did see? This movie. You ready for it? Are you ready for it?
Am I?
It's from 2019. It's a newbie.
Okay, a newbie.
Stuber.
Okay, this has got the Batista in it.
This has the Batista.
Okay.
This has the Camille Nanjiani.
Okay.
Who I love.
He is great.
He's great in everything.
Yes,
I agree.
If you've
never seen him, you should.
Yes, totally agree. Great deadpan delivery that guy has.
So good.
Yes.
And he'll take you on a long journey and he'll squeeze you for that payoff.
Yes.
It's good.
Yep, totally agree.
So I watched this on April 22nd. The IMDb minutes is 1 hour, 33 minutes. Genre, action, comedy, crime.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by Michael Dowse.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Dave Bautista and Camille Nanjiani and Mira Sorvino.
Ooh.
Your IMDb movie summary. A detective recruits his Uber driver into an unexpected night of adventure.
Yep.
Bullet points. Camille Nanjiani had me laughing loudly.
Nice.
I was actually tearing up. I was laughing so hard.
Because Batista's like the heavy, like the straight man, right?
He's more of the straight man, but when he has his moments, they have good payoffs.
Nice.
So they use him correctly. It's not unlike Drax, you know, from Guardians, where it's like he gets some weird one-liner and it
love
just
that.
Really elevates a scene.
Yeah, love that.
They make a silly concept believable enough that you don't really question it.
Right.
Because they kind of, it's the main thing is Batista is getting old.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like fucking with him because even though he's jacked to shit, you're
yeah.
like, hey, you're going to retire soon, right, old guy? And I don't know, what is he, like 50 at most?
Yeah.
So.
It's like Lethal Weapon 4.
Yeah, it's got that, and I'm sure that's on purpose.
Yeah.
But basically, he has to get glasses and he dilates his eyes and he thinks he'll be able to drive before he can and he can't.
Nice.
So he thinks he sees a person of interest and he figures out how to Uber.
Nice.
And it's just like he just doesn't get it.
Okay.
And he basically commandeers the Uber driver, who is having his own shitty life.
Right.
And to the point to where it's like, I need you to drive me over there. He's like, they got guns. Yeah. And he's like, all right, yeah, my life's awful. Let's do it.
Nice.
And it's just really good.
That's cool.
Has good moments, heartfelt and well-acted, but mostly super funny.
Okay.
I loved this movie.
Nice.
I had no expectations of it, and I loved it.
Nice. That's really cool. Is his name Stu? Is that why it's called Stuber?
Yes.
Okay.
His name is Stu, and he's like, I called the Stuber.
Okay.
I think the one guy he works with calls him Stuber because he Ubers after hours to make money.
Okay. Yeah, it's really interesting. Like, when I saw the title, I'm like, that's the title of this film?
I mean, I don't know how long Uber's going to be around, Uber's going to be around in 30 years or whatever.
Right.
So it's just like an interesting idea. But man, did Uber pay to be in, like...
Yeah, it's interesting, right?
I wonder if they did. Great marketing for them.
Sure. Absolutely.
Will your driver take you into a gunfight?
Ours will.
Ours will. Stuber. IMDb score, 6.2.
Mm-hmm.
Rotten Tomato critics, 41%. Out of 216.
Okay.
They don't like the laugh.
Nope.
The audience out of 5,000 some odd people, 79%.
Okay. Now we're talking.
So now we're all over the place. I gave this an 8.0.
Wow. This is one of your strongest episodes to date.
I know. I was so pumped that these were back to back.
Wow.
My wife gave this a 7.5.
Wow.
And also my wife didn't know my score when she gave me hers. So.
That's quite the collective Irwin score.
We love this movie. I just had such a blast watching this movie, and it's mainly because of Camille Nanjiani.
Nice.
So check him out.
That is awesome. I like that.
Do a thing, Max.
I will. 2019.
Sure.
Parasite.
Oh, Parasite.
I don't know if you know, but this won the Academy's vote for Best Picture.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes, it is. I watched this in January of 2020. It is 2 hours and 12 minutes. It is a thriller. It was directed by Bong Joon-ho, who directed Snowpiercer, which you all fucking know. I love Snowpiercer. Starring Cho Yo-jung, Park So-dam, and Choi Woo-shik. And I'm sorry, all of you, for butchering your names.
It sounded right.
Movie summary here. Greed and class discrimination threaten the newly formed symbiotic relationship between the wealthy Park family and the destructive Kim clan.
Not the Kim clan.
The Kim clan. My thoughts on this movie. This film is a masterclass in tone and social commentary. Joon-ho is so good at fleshing out these characters in not a lot of time. So smart, so good. He has a real, this is going to sound weird to say, but he has a very David Lynchian quality in this film where I know you and I have talked about David Lynch in the past.
Crash.
And David Lynch is, that's David Cronenberg, but you're close. David Lynch has such a good ability of taking something and making it completely fucked up by just simply taking it and moving it like a millimeter over from normal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You'd think that like the concept of really weird, you'd have to move it like across the... Nope. Lynch just goes and just nips it a little bit over. And it's like, wow, that's so fucked up. Like Dennis Hopper and Blue Velvet.
Sure.
Things like this. We've seen all that a million times. Not when David Lynch directs it. And Junho, there's a twist in this movie, and I'll only go as far as to say there's a twist in this film that I did not know about. And it's, when you think about it being removed from, you're like, you know, that's not all that weird. But when you see it in the movie, you're like, oh, what? What? This is so fucked up. That's how good he is at building up to that twist. It's nice. So good. It's so interesting. You don't see it coming. It totally blindsides you. And when that twist happens, from there, it kind of builds up this like level of anger, and the tone completely shifts from what's almost comedic to what is just completely scathing and really harsh. And it is so good. And it makes the whole thing become completely disturbing. It's just like, you just kind of watch the end of the last third of the movie with your mouth agape. It's so good. 100% deserves the win for Best Picture.
Did it get Best Foreign Film as well?
I don't know for sure.
That'd be weird.
I know it's the first one, first subtitled film to get Best Picture.
Right.
Which, it deserves it. It's so good. I know a lot of people who I talked to that watched it didn't quite get the classism part of it, because it's not as big of a part of our culture. Like, there's that kind of divide, right? Like, it goes from, like, it feels like in this country, like, average Joe goes from, like, working class, lower middle class, we're all kind of in the same collective bucket. So there's not this level of classism, and then, like, you jump to, like, the 1%, and it's like, that's where the gap is. Right. So you got 99% of the people, kind of for the most part, in generally the same bucket. Where in Korea, you have this whole big, like, classism is a huge thing, and these levels are so different, and they mean so much that you can tell it kind of, at least seemed to me, that it weighed on him quite a bit that that exists. And he really does a nice job of completely skewering it. It's awesome. Really good movie. Definitely worth it. If you're not, if it's a reader, but it's worth your time and worth the subtitles to get through it, because it is awesome.
I don't mind a reader.
No.
I just won't do it if I'm tired.
Yes. You got to be real with yourself.
Yeah.
IMDb gives this an 8.6 out of 10.
Nice.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 438 critics, 99%.
Wow.
Audience, 7,273 people, 90%.
That is awesome.
Yeah, this movie is staggering. I gave it a 9.5 out of 10.
Nice.
Movie is very, very good and way worth your time.
Awesome. That's super exciting to hear.
Yes.
It's on my to-do list.
Yes, I think you'd be pleased with it.
Nice.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's it. We did another one.
Yeah, so you better stop the recorder. I'm going to spoil the twist of Parasite.
Oh, no.
3, 2, 1. Click. It's a dream.
Oh, no. I didn't. Did I miss?
You did.
Oh. Did the top fall down? Oh, no.
Your bottom fell down.
Oh, hey.
Hey.